This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 18th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive for certain Turbomeca aerial turboshaft engines after incorrectly assembled low-pressure fuel system ejectors reportedly caused at least one in-flight shutdown. There's been a shakeup at the top of the Air Transport Association. It affects about 10% of the staff. Eurocontrol reports aviation in Europe pulled out of the economic downturn in 2010, with total flights up 0.8% over 2009. NASA has released the photo, taken by its Stardust spacecraft, of a scar on the surface of the comet Tempel 1, created by the 2005 Deep Impact mission. Gamma's Pete Bunce is among a number of Alphabet Group leaders praising the FAA reauthorization bill. Bunce applauded the increase in next-gen funding and attempts to streamline the certification process. NBAA's Ed Bolin is happy the FAA bill makes no attempt to put general aviation user fees back on the table. NATA's James Coyne is pleased that the bill addresses, quote, issues important to our membership, including the lack of consistency with FAA regulatory interpretations and a study reviewing the makeup of the Part 135 industry, unquote. AIA President Marion Blakey says her members will like environmental streamlining, third-party performance-based navigation procedure design. The Innovation Works division of EADS says it's on the trail of a technology that would allow storing hydrogen as a solid fuel. And General Atomics says the Sea Avenger UAV has emerged from 90 hours of wind tunnel testing with longer endurance, lower approach speeds, and higher dash speeds. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, I'll talk with NAFI's Jason Blair about comments filed with the FAA on the issue of photo IDs for pilots. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.